So far, electric bikes have remained somewhat of a novelty item, but many say that's quickly changing. With growing numbers of bike commuters and evolving battery technology, widespread use of the electric bike is likely poised for a mainstream breakthrough. But whether the sleek bikes, which are really indiscernible from a regular bike, except they can cruise uphill at 20 miles an hour, will be allowed on Park City trails, remains to be seen. Mountain Trails Foundation Director Charlie Sturgis says the foundation hasn't taken a position on the issue, but he has.
I think we need to figure out how to accommodate it into the Park City lifestyle. And the most obvious area is to limit their use to the what we have always called the transportation corridors as well. And I even have to bite my tongue a little bit on it because the speed of the bikes, pedal-assisted electric bikes, technically are about less than 25 miles an hour, but 20 miles an hour on the bike path is fast. There's no question. And the trails and the corners aren't, you know, once again, closing speeds, you know, increased, line of sights reduced. So it does pose a problem. But on the other hand, what do we want to do here? We want to have people get out of their cars. So can you imagine 200 electric bikes being at the Deer Valley concerts? That would be pretty cool.
He says electric bikes do have their place.
They're all over Europe. It's, you know, it is something, you know, that we're not in the front of this game by any means. There are a lot out there that exceed 25 miles an hour and are designed for trails. And I can tell you from Mountain Trails position and Hendricks in the city, our trail system is described as non-motorized. And at that point, we will be non-motorized.
He thinks the town's wider soft surface trails could be open to electric bikes.
Basically, big paved loop and some of the stuff like McLeod Creek, wide, soft surface areas may be deemed appropriate.
Another problem is the very definition of motorized. He says it depends on who you talk to.
Under 25 miles an hour on an electrically assisted bike, the federal government, in all its wisdom, has deemed that a non-motorized vehicle.
It has a motor on it. I'm sorry.
Exactly. I'm right with you. It has a motor on it. So at any rate, I think in the interest of having less people in cars, great. Having them on the trails, no. And I don't think you're going to see us change from that at all. And there are people who are pressuring for that. But I don't think we're going to go that way. So I know we're not going that way.
That's Mountain Trails Foundation Director Charlie Sturgis. The Park City Council is scheduled to discuss electric bikes at an upcoming meeting. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.